This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Celestial gardening sounds a bit mystical. It is. It's also working, according to some experts. Biodynamics, its more scientific name, uses the movements of the moon and stars to guide planting and cultivation. If it sounds odd to think that the moon could affect plant growth, think about what the moon does to ocean tides. The Farmer's Almanac has used the moon and stars to guide planting since its inception. This isn't new. In fact, it's as old as gardening, but it is getting a larger look. Biodynamics is all about rebuilding healthy soil, growing healthier food, and building a community of people around that, according to Mac Mead. Mac is the program director at Threefold Farm in upstate New York, the site of America's first biodynamic garden. The question is, how do you marry science with spirit? It ain't easy. I'll have a link to Threefold Farm where those discussions take place even after 80 years of working it. Biodynamic gardeners plant by the lunar calendar. Herbs such as chamomile, yarrow, and valerian are added in small quantities at specific places in a compost pile to improve the conversion of garden and kitchen scraps into rich, moist humus. Beedi believers and organic growers have a lot in common. Chemical-free, for one thing. If you're interested in gardening in this way, you can get more information through Stella Natura. They sell a calendar that tracks the passage of the moon through the 12 constellations of the zodiac, indicating optimal times to work with a plant's roots, leaves, flowers, or fruit, a category that includes many vegetables, nuts, and seeds. A root day in spring, for example, is the perfect time to plant carrots or beets. But it's not a rigid system. If rain or a busy schedule get in the way, they say, just do the best you can. I'll have links to the calendar and other resources on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.